O'Connell has a powerful singing and stage voice that has filled local theater for many years. The lifelong Buffalo resident has branded her acting work with the well-known Diva by Diva show. Tonight, as part of the Curtain Up celebration at Shea Smith Theater, O'Connell and company performs Gentlemen Prefer Divas. As we spoke to O'Connell, we learned she has many layers of talent that she continues to share with our community. Mary Kate, as you receive this great star and honor in the theater district, what an accomplishment for you. What has helped you survive so long?
I think it's the passion that perhaps I have, and it's that kind of passion that someone can enjoy with you and glean from you. And the people that have surrounded me have chosen to, and I'm so honored they have been with me for years, have really taken on as their passion. It's not like someone, you know, follow the leader. They just realize something that this theater company gives to them as well. And I think that our power is that we relate to people. We're really kind of every person's theater company. There isn't a show you're going to see at our place that you're not going to say, oh, I saw this person in that. You know, I mean, I related to that in some way. I often say our shows are not something that you leave and go have coffee and discuss the deeper meanings of our shows. I say you go across the street to Logren's, get yourself a beer, and keep on laughing.
What will it be like for you at that moment when you see your star?
I don't even know. I'm so excited. I really don't know. I have visited the Plaza of the Stars a few times just to see, you know, who am I hanging out with. And many of my friends have suggested that I have once a month champagne parties at my star. Being across,
oh, I know where we'll
being across from the police station, that might be a little tricky. We'll get a permit. I'm just honored. I've always loved being a Buffalonian. I've always loved being part of the theater here. And I am thrilled the way it's growing and the way more people are making it part of their lives instead of an accessory.
And you've got kind of a jam-packed September, because then toward the end of the month you have Breston Show. What is that all about?
Oh, I'm so thrilled to do Breston Show. Breston Show is a musical which concerns breast cancer. And it deals with the victims of breast cancer, the survivors, the ones that didn't survive, the husbands, wives, spouses, the children, the business associates, the doctors, the nurses, the chemo specialists. And it is a beautiful story, collection of stories. A dear friend of mine, Lisa Hayes, who lived in Buffalo for quite a while, and she's in D.C. now, wrote it. She does this interview process where she meets all of these people. Say she met 300 people, and she reduced it down to 5 characters. It's very mind-blowing.
I also want to talk about Roswell, too, because you just came from there.
O'Connell and Company volunteers once a month to sing in the lobby. So many other professionals in town do it as well. And it's a wonderful place to feel that even in our crazy busy schedule, we can contribute a little. And a woman and her daughter came up to me today and said they had just come down from treatment. And she said, "You sang my 3 favorite songs in a row." And she was teary. And, of course, I was teary. And I just said, "I'm so happy that happened." And she said, and her daughter said, rather, she needed it. So I don't know what the status is, and it doesn't matter. It was just human hearts touching, and it was pretty fabulous.
And you also just completed your Rising Stars at the Jewish Center with the children for our children's camp.
Yes.
What is that about? How do you work with them?
With the Jewish Community Center, I work with the Camp Centerland component, and this year I did a week of theater camp at the beginning and the end of the actual Camp Centerland. They're specialty camps, and children can sign up I theme them. The first one was creating a character, and they each took parts of themselves and put it into one character, parts of themselves that they liked a lot, and put it into a character, or colors of clothes or something that they liked a lot to create the character. And of course, I gave everyone mustaches. Those are my favorite. And then the last week when I did it, it was called Bam Blam Pow or something. It's one of those superhero sounds. So we created superheroes, but we created them out of our own qualities. So if you were good at whistling, that was your thing. You whistled. If you were good at lifting things, you had super muscles. You know, so it's just taking their qualities and we amplified them. And then they created a story where all of their superpowers were used to solve the issues of some things that were happening in a community that were realistic things that people could do.
So a great way to use acting to bring out these children and their thoughts and kind of problem solving.
It is creative problem solving, Eileen. It's also, I love using theater technique as a way to enhance and develop personal skills. There isn't a child that comes through my camp that doesn't know how to look someone in the eye and shake their hand properly. Just a simple thing like that. And to be able to smile when they're speaking to you, even if it's not a funny or happy thing, it's just, it brightens up their face. It makes you more attentive and alert.
Who inspired you most as an actress?
Oh.
Was there someone obviously famous or someone local?
Gee, that's a really good question. Well, I studied theater as a young girl down at Studio Arena, and Norma Sandler and Blossom Cohan, and you know, it was a time of just awesome elegance down there. Mm. You know, Neil DeBrock in his cape. Everything was always very, you know, impressive. But the more I looked into theater and different plays, I think there are so many people that I've leaned, you know, parts of their personality, their acting personality and their acting craft. I mean, I'll look at someone like, oh, what was I watching the other night? Something with Glenn Close, I think. And I just look at it, oh my gosh, how much more in the moment can you be? Mm-hmm. And it's just really wonderful. And when you can really invest yourself in a character or in a song or in a poem, you're not only sharing it with someone, but you're both learning from it. Because the more I sing and the different songs I sing, or the more I sing the same song but a different way, every single time is a new song, then I'm learning. And I really hope I'm not too old to learn, because I really need to learn more. But and so you're learning along the way, but you're also sharing, and every moment is a marvelous, you know, learning moment and teaching moment.
Well, Mary Kay, congratulations on your wonderful honor for Curtain Up.
Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you for sharing your talents with our community.
Yes, thank you so much.